No, they bowled well, and I guess being under that wicket pressure, having lost the early wickets, the balance of the risk of going for the boundaries versus losing another wicket, that was something that we weighed up and probably erred on the side of caution. It'd be nice to, I guess the balance, and when you're batting well, it's nice to be able to find those boundaries whilst still rotating the strike. So full credit to Pakistan's bowlers. I certainly don't think they gave us any freebies at any stage. Well, that's a balance, that second part of your question. That's a balance that you need to work out in the middle. And ideally, as a batting pair, you find your boundaries quite naturally through good cricket shots, and you don't have to force the issue too much. And you can gather momentum there. I think the way Pakistan were bowling quite well, so the way we had to do it was to try and force the field, hit ones and twos as well as we can, and try and put a little bit of pressure on them that way. But as I said, every time that we felt even if we gained a tiny bit of momentum, we gave it back by losing a wicket. So, that's one of the beauties of 2020, I guess, is that you're always fighting that battle. Do you go hard at the risk of losing the wicket, or do you try and consolidate? And that's the battle from game to game. And as I said, full credit to Pakistan, they made it very difficult for us today, and we certainly lost that battle. Sorry, and the rankings, I don't know how they worked out. I'm not sure. It's tough. A lot of the series we play are two-match series, so a lot of the series end up 1-1. You win one, you lose one. That's 2020. It seems to go that way a lot when teams are very even. So, to be honest, I think rankings are rankings. Deal with them however you like and handle them however you like. But I know every team's gearing up for a tournament in about a month's time or 3 weeks' time, and that's when come the back end of that, that's when rankings probably start to matter. I still think we can win it, definitely. Absolutely. Yeah, no, I certainly don't think we'd win it if we played like we did today. But, hopefully we won't. I'm disappointed. I don't think you ever, even if it's your first hit out, I don't think you ever want to be setting those sorts of records. So, very disappointed and plenty to go away and work on. But in terms of bigger picture, in terms of what we're working towards, in terms of the group we've got together and what we're capable of, it certainly hasn't altered my thoughts that we can still be a very good team. But I guess the challenge is to decrease the gap between our best and worst cricket, and hopefully you've seen the worst of it. And from here on in, hopefully it only gets better. It was actually one of the things we spoke about, is that let's not forget that there'll be plenty of other blokes bowling. And as we've seen, Pakistan have got some outstanding 2020 bowlers. And if you focus too heavily on Saeed, then I think you're going to leave yourself open. So we talked a little bit about him, particularly for the guys that hadn't been here for the one day series. But for the guys that had, we've seen enough of him. It's not talking about him anymore. It's not going to change any things. It was just about having clear plans. But as much so for the other bowlers, particularly a couple that we hadn't seen in the one-day series as well. So, absolutely, there's a risk of over-analysing it and overthinking it, particularly in T20. You want to have a pretty clear head, but I'm not sure that was the case.